Neil Reynolds, FC United manager, joins us now live on North Manchester 106.6 FM. Neil, the perfect away performance.
Community radio, so I won't say what I said at half time as I sprinted off the pitch because I was mad as a wasp. For large parts of the first half, that wasn't us. We stood off. We gave them too much time. We let runners run off us. We got the goal before half time. The words were still exactly, probably more ferocious. I thought we came out second half. We were outstanding. We ran. We worked. We got touch tight. Thought we were desperately unlucky to concede. But we conceded. But you can see the character. And, you know, momentum and winning games, it goes a long way. And you can see, you know, although I wasn't overly pleased with some performances, it's good to have big players back and they're getting match fitness again. Yeah. But all I demand, Ben, is they run, and they run hard, and they did second half. And then obviously Bennett, you know, in his number 10 shirt that he loves, he's just scoring goals. But I thought, you know, take the 35 minutes away in the first half, I thought we were well worthy of a victory in the second half, and that's what their manager said as well.
Just going back to the first half, one thing was very noticeable. I mean, the classic example was Jan Palinkas here. The ball bobbled, and I think it was stationary. I don't know how that's happened. We really struggled with the pitch to get a grip with it. I mean, some of the back passes were just, yeah. I mean, what we meant to do. I mean, there was an element to it where we were struggling to string passes together, and I think the pitch did play its part.
I thought the rotation of the midfield three causes all kinds of problems, and usually, as a midfielder, and I've been there, you stay in there and go, I'll have that man. But the rotations were that good, but we didn't go with the runners, and that's what was then causing us all kind of problems. And then the centre-half would step out and they'd play round us. I'll tell you what I said at half-time, the top three weren't working anywhere near hard enough. I said to Buckley, you won't play in the team unless you run. You know, and he didn't, whether or not that's coming back from injury. However, I thought second half, in particular when we made the changes, we started being more energetic and we started with the crowd, could see that. And we got a foothold in the game, and then you could see us moving the ball around. We had a couple of efforts from Dante and Deck. And then obviously we could see, but, you know, the maturity of the side and the confidence of the side then to go. And when you've got a Bennett on the pitch, when you've got a McLaughlin on the pitch, when you've got a Dante on the pitch, you know that you've got a chance of winning a game of football. And that's what happened, you know, and we're delighted with the 3 points tonight.
How handy was that goal right at half-time? Because to say it was against a runner play would be an understatement, but it was handy. And I'm imagining that really helped the team.
Yeah, and I'm not going to stand here and say that's a manager's masterstroke. You know, first off,
you did the corners.
Yeah,
this past week.
I did the corners. And no, I was, but we just wasn't our fluent self. And whether or not we kind of blew everything out against Bayesford on Saturday, I don't know. Whether or not the journey, whether or not the hour arriving early just kind of made us a little bit lethargic, I can't put my finger on it. But, you know, the lads accepted it, and we've just accepted the huddle there. And I said, you know, if I've got to do what I've done at half time, you know, 3-4 times a year to get the best out of us, I'll do that, because it's a long time since, you know, I said what I said and went the way I went. But it got a reaction, and sometimes the lads need that little bit of a G up, and they see how much it means to me, and you can see how much it meant to them, and you see how much it meant to the fans at the end of the game. It was an amazing way performance.
Safe to say the second half was much better. We played really, really well, and like you say, we were, it felt like we were going to get away with it. I mean, the goal, they were bombarding us a little bit, but we were defending it pretty well.
They threw the captain up front, and it caused all kinds of problems. Then we got the winner, and then we dropped into a back five, and I thought we stifled them. But, you know, when I say run, people go, of course players run, but when I say run, run intelligently in the first half. We let runners run off us. Yeah. We didn't run intelligently, and we do lots of things on our recovery runs and our recovery shape, and for whatever reason, whether or not it was great play from Whitby, whether or not it was poor play from us, they got the better of us in the first half. But to get that goal on the stroke of half-time didn't give the lads a let off. I probably was angrier than what I was if we didn't score, but we definitely got our points across at half time. It's a long time, Ben, I'll tell you this, that Rob Emery and myself spoke for a full 15 minutes at half time. Mm-hmm. We were still speaking as the bell went, and the guys were like battered and bruised. They wanted to get out of there, but we needed to earn our money at that point, and we did. We came out second half. I thought we were a different team.
Speaking of clever runs, let's talk about the second goal. I mean, it's just a brilliant run from Gilboy, just to open things up a little bit, and that's then the base camp for the next attack. And it was such a great goal, that second goal.
It was brilliant. Bennett, I thought Munro did loads in it as well. Munro came drifting wide, which we've worked on that in training.
Did a couple of Cruyff turns.
We got it back central. You get Bennett in around the box, you know there's a chance. And like I said, you've got players on the pitch like that, of that calibre, and you go and score. And listen, I'm delighted for everyone in that dressing room. I really am. And probably some of them young lads haven't seen what they saw at half time. Probably George has come from City, might not have seen that before. But I just said to the lads, you know, the day I apologise for what happened at half time, I'll quit. how quick, because I've got so much energy and so much desire and heart for this football club. I want us to do well, and I know when we don't play as well as we can do, and we've got good players out there, there's no excuse for making excuses. We've just got to do what we've got to do, and we did second half, Ben. I thought we were excellent.
Yeah, we really were. A special mention for Murray Jones as well. He might get lost in the wash a little bit, but that back pass stretch on his left foot,
Curtis Jones,
really, really vitally important as it transpired.
He's brilliant. The most impressive thing was right at the end at 2-1. That ball was, I was looking right behind, and it was swirling, and he just took it, and it stuck, and, you know, great hands for a young goalkeeper. But listen, that's for every good team, you need a good goalkeeper. For every good team, you need a good back four, a good midfielder. And we haven't had it all season, and I can't stand here tonight and say, all right, Charlie Elver wasn't here, Michael Donoghue wasn't here, Aaron Morris, but big players were here tonight, and big players have stepped up in that second half, and it just shows. And I don't want to kind of say, oh, there's nothing to play for. There's everything to play for, FC United. You know, everyone was telling me before the game how well Whitby have done this season. Well, Whitby are 8 points above us now, and everyone's raving about Whitby, and maybe they have done well, but put our 3 points on from Marks, can we go 5 points behind, and they got beat against Marks. So it's, you know, it swings and roundabouts. We've just got to finish the season, Ben, as strong as we can do. Hopefully we'll have Donoghue back, we'll have Oliver back for weekend, we'll have Morris back, and, you know, we're going into a big bank holiday weekend now, but we're going on to on the back of four victories.
Three straight wins in the league. We've not done that since April last year, I don't think. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you throw in the Dragoons win, that's four straight victories now. Nice little spring in our step heading into this big Easter weekend, like you say, against Macclesfield firstly and then Ashton United. I mean, this is a big couple of games coming up.
I mean, I don't know, how have they gone on tonight? Do you know?
I think Macclesfield were 2-0 up the last time I looked.
So listen, we're going to go there. It's going to be a sellout crowd. They're going to, you know, they've got loads to play for, haven't they? Playoffs and, you know, the trophy final and the trophy semi-final. Everyone's going to want to be part of it. We've got to go there and try and stifle their crowd. And I know there's been talk about kind of revolt and, you know, maybe not going because of admission prices, and I fully understand it. And if there's anything I can do to kind of help you get there, then we want you there. And whilst I don't agree with Macclesfield's prices, what I do agree with is us travelling in our numbers and trying to get because the noise tonight from the crowd that travelled were unbelievable. You know, some massive thanks to people that have travelled on a Tuesday night, and we're going to need you on Saturday. And I know it goes against everything what we stand for, and I'm fully behind that. But the crowd means so much to the lads, and if we can put Macclesfield on the back foot and get our fans singing, then who knows? You know, you just never know. But we're not going into it downbeat. I think the Dragoons game was massive for the football club. You know, at that time we just needed to turn.
It's costly finish trophy. It does, you know, picks everyone
up, doesn't
it? Of course
it does, and we scored 14, which is great. But then we've gone and scored 3 on the bounce and 2 away wins. So I can only be delighted. You know, I'm absolutely, you know, I'm over the moon. And whilst I'll keep saying that we haven't won enough games this season and maybe we've underperformed in some people's eyes, in my eyes, when we've got our better, bigger and better players back, we give anybody a game, and we keep showing that, and we've shown it again tonight, Ben.
Last couple of points. We've given man of the match to Dec McLaughlin. It was pretty tough, though, especially when you consider the second half performances. You know, Ferguson, Munro. I do have to mention Ennis as well, because he's done 93 minutes and he was brilliant tonight.
I don't know what to call him. He's just getting better and better and better. And there was a time in the game we thought he was tired, and then he drops a gear and goes again, and we gave him a rest because we knew he'd have to come here and we might have to give him a rest over the weekend. But the guy's just a fantastic player. But I'm delighted for Deck. I tried to, you know, I'm trying to coach Deck at the minute to play that deep line midfield role. I played it. Sometimes he wants to follow the ball and vacate his position. I was doing loads of work with him in the second half. I thought he was outstanding. He recycled every second ball, he put balls in good areas, he protected Jan and Curtis. That's a mature performance from Dec McLaughlin. And then when we had to ask him to go right back for the last 5 minutes, he did that as well. So loads to his game. Can't wait to work with him for another year. He's going to be a great player. But, you know, well done to Dec, but well done to everybody at the football club. We've got another 3 points and we've got to enjoy it.
Well, Neil, I'll let you catch up with Tim for the YouTube chat, and big thank you for joining us, and congratulations.
Thank you.